All right. You are listening to Green Left Radio. And for we just have our next guest on our program, following our first. We have Grace Dowling on our program today. Grace Dowling is a member of Hospo Voice and obviously a hospitality worker, and has also been active in her union. And of course, just recently, United Hospo Voice introduced, I guess, a tiered kind of member tracker, so we're going to be having a bit of a discussion with her about that. But I'll pass it on to our co-presenter, Leo, to ask the first quiet question.
Hi, Grace. Thanks for joining us on the program. I guess I'll start off, with a bit of a question around what the tiered system actually looks like, and we'll get to the open letter that's been initiated by some Hospo Voice activists later, but it's entitled "This is not what solidarity looks like." Could you explain what this tiered system is and why it isn't reflective of these union values of solidarity?
Sure, I can, and thanks you guys for having me on this morning. But so basically what's happened is Hospo Voice has released a new tiered membership choose model. So basically it's come out and restructured the way that members will be paying their dues. So there are three levels, tiers now, that members will be able to select from. There's level one, which is basic, which is $9.99 a month. There's standard, which is $29.99 a month. And then there's premium, which is $89.99 a month. So the membership tiers actually have will be providing access or allowing access to members to different services and different kind of areas of the union, I suppose. So the standard, at the as far as the current model suggests, will basically be the bare minimum. So you'll kind of be in the Facebook group, you can come along to campaigns, you'll get the emails. The standard, so the middle one, is you'll get kind of what's already on offer now for the most part. So it's just the app that we have called Mobilize. And then there are all these new kind of things that have been tacked on there, like industry masterclasses and workshops and things like that. And then the premium, kind of, it's when they start to talk about legal representation. And after, there are other things, like after 3 months, you become eligible to claim mental health services. It's pretty bizarre. So what they've done essentially is imply or indicate that, members earning different amounts, I suppose, or with the capacity to pay different amounts will therefore have their capacity to access union kind of resources, respectively adjusted. So it's pretty bizarre.
It does certainly seem bizarre, as you've said. I mean, tiered membership systems or payments are nothing, really new in unions. Often it's, of course, usually based upon one's, income levels. Everyone receives the same support, but people pay different amounts as, what they can. But this, really is a quite, different change. I'm not sure if it's ever been seen in a union in Australia before. But I'd like to get your sort of general analysis of Hospo Voice and this direction sort of that it has been moving in. Do you think this is a recent sort of development, or has it been sort of reflective of what I see from my perspective as a gradual sort of change in this direction? I remember when Hospo Voice first started up, it was, quite a radical online, Australia's first digital union. Played a very big role in the wage theft campaign, of course, which is, since last week, taken effect in Victoria. But since then, we've seen there was also another controversy around all these tips that, the union was giving forward about, how to ask for a raise, et cetera, et cetera. Sure. So do you see Hospo Voice as sort of slowly moving in this direction of away from its sort of initial beginnings?
Yeah, awesome question. I mean, obviously we're frustrated for a reason, and that reason is that we feel as though exactly what you're saying, that this tiered membership model is emblematic of a wider issue of not just our union, but I think a lot of unions in Australia, and of gearing towards a service model as opposed to an organising model. So what we see is, we can look at these tiers and they look familiar, because they're the same things you see when you sign up for Netflix or an insurance company or get your NBN bundle or whatever. you know, it's marketing itself as a service, and again, the limiting of the options and features is exactly that. And I think we, you know, within the Australian union movement, have seen so much of that taking place in the last, you know, whatever, 30 to 40 to 50 years. And it's a horrendous problem because it moves away from engaging workers in the struggle. It moves away from notions of solidarity and empowerment. And most importantly, I think, you know, industrial action and kind of, you know, realizing the actual power of our labor. So, you know, we're confident though that we can change this, right? So I'd be reluctant to kind of say that this is, you know, a symptom of a downward spiral that has no potential to reverse itself, or that this is just kind of one of those things on the way to being doomed, I guess. But like you said, it's kind of brought to surface a lot of other issues about how we're operating, but it's been a really good opportunity to look quite critically at processes within the union and also, again, other unions, and just kind of say, nah, actually, I think it's time we all sit down, recalibrate, revisit why we're here, and, yeah, potentially reorient our goals and processes to meet those, you know, those kind of organising principles as opposed to the service model.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And I guess that brings us sort of to the next question, the open letter specifically. Can you sort of elaborate a little bit about this campaign, what it's seeking to achieve, and, the sort of strategy that's going into this in the opposition against these tiered systems?
Sure, of course. So there's a small group of us, non-elected leaders, as we're kind of known as, but we're just Hospital Voice volunteers. There's a small group of us who were, I'm really reluctant to say consulted, we were briefed on the changes to the membership model, and we almost unanimously rejected them. And then we engaged in correspondence with the decision makers. We sent them off a big letter. We received a response. Ultimately, after that took place, it became you know, incredibly apparent that it was going ahead regardless of our criticisms and or demands. So we decided the next logical step was to open up to the wider membership, so to, you know, really, really drive home transparency with the wider Hospital Voice membership. So we created an open letter to generate support, but also just, you know, with the MO of letting everyone know exactly what's happening in their union. So we've turned our demands and our concerns into an open letter or a statement. And in that statement, we've also linked our original correspondence. So you can read everything that we've said and everything that's been said back to us so far as well, for a wider context. So I guess the strategy there, again, it's about generating awareness and letting everyone know what's happening, because, you know, Hospital Voice has issued a couple of emails kind of explaining this tiered membership model, and we're kind of looking to provide perhaps an explanation as to why it's not on, and also just our own, I guess, position on it. But also just to kind of get everyone's input and see if we're not alone in this, if the other members are also feeling kind of outraged or upset or contrary. And so far, you know, that has been the case. We've received a lot of support. We've just cracked 300 signatures as of yesterday on our petition. So, yeah, onwards and upwards.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And, you know, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on the way it progresses. And just to wrap up, I guess, a final question. I sort of mentioned wage theft before. That's been one of the, you know, I guess, defining campaigns that Hospital Voice has run, you know, since its inception. My question just is, what can we look broadly in the future to other sort of initiatives in the hospitality space, and what sort of activities and campaigns we could be seeing there?
Awesome question. We've had a few campaigns going over the last year or so that pertain to casual work, you know, like kind of ending or limiting the rampant casualisation of our workforce, kind of generating or agitating around sexual harassment in the workplace, and, you know, the protection of migrant workers' rights as well. But I think something that's kind of come up in this recent dialogue is an interest that's kind of buzzing around membership and always has been towards, like I said before, kind of reorienting towards an organising model and kind of looking more closely at proper, you know what I mean, bread and butter, grassroots, industrial organising, you know, workplace-specific organising. I think that's it comes up time and time again, and I think that, you know, instead of kind of doubling down on this service-based model, I think that there are a lot of us out there that would be quite interested in doing quite the opposite. So, you know, whether that's to come, I couldn't predict right now, but I guess that's kind of, yeah, it's brewing as part of this current discourse, I suppose.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Grace. And I think this has been a very kind of informative kind of interview. And, yeah, we'll definitely be posting the open letter on our social media kind of pages. And, of course, we'll be attaching it to the podcasting of this kind of particular interview. So, yeah, I'd like to thank you very much, Grace, for being on our program. And, yes, best of luck with the ongoing campaign with the union, especially against, you know, this whole union sort of bureaucratic kind of decision of introducing tiered membership, but also solid, the real kind of also the ultimate struggle obviously is against the bosses, bosses who are exploiting, HOSPO workers. And so, yeah, best of luck with that struggle as well.
That's right. That's so awesome. Thank you so much. And yeah, for anyone that reads the statement, please consider signing the petition and stand with us in solidarity. It's a good one.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Grace.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.